If there's one thing that sums up the relationship between Britain and Ireland, beyond politics or economics, it's horse racing.
Look at the two major festivals this year. We look at Cheltenham and the National Hunt, which is jumps.
The whole town goes green, right?
The whole town goes green, and Ireland had 14 Irish-trained winners last year, yeah, which was a record.
Shane O'Dwyer is the CEO of the Irish Thoroughbred Breeders Association.
We produce in excess of 9,000 foals every year. We're an export market, and 65% of those foals are exported, with 80% approximately going to the UK.
In fact, horses move back and forth every day. An agreement to allow that to happen freely predates EU membership. But with customs and animal welfare standards to think of after Brexit, will that continue? A business that lies at the heart of the cultural links across the Irish Sea is feeling the pressure.
We, working with the UK, want no change. We're joined at the hips with our UK counterparts. But from an Irish perspective, we have to be realistic. If it's a change, what do we need to do? What can happen? Could the UK, with a hard Brexit... Now, I think myself, this is unlikely. The UK, with a hard Brexit, say, you know what, we're going to impose tariffs, restrictions on horses coming in. If it does happen, we in Ireland have to have a contingency through Europe to counter that. And as of yet, we haven't finalised what that's going to be.
It strikes me that Brexit's a bit like a national hunt race. Lots of obstacles, people falling over, people in the crowd screaming. You just hope you get to the finishing line.
Well, hopefully we will get to the finishing line. You know, you'd be optimistic, but we have to keep going. It's very, very important for the industry.
And that's true right across the board. So let's look at a few hurdles one by one. First and foremost, the economy in general. It has diversified in recent years, but 80% of Irish exports go either to the UK or through the UK. And never mind horses, where's the beef?
We send 270,000 tonnes of beef to the UK market every year. That's worth €2.5 billion.